I'll read some poems from Dawn Visions. The deep eye opens out in a spiral. The deep island within our skull is suddenly awake, a green liquid flowing, rush of flaming winds, pinwheel of flame tips spinning around the gold mountain of our brain. Oh, bubbling lava flutes wind through caves in the hooded rock of night, where hermits wash stars with a glowing brook, bones grinding darkness into fine dust, spray, and the skull melts away behind us, down through the silence of a distant ocean lost within silence. Alone and awake, held in the shining crescent of an unblinking fish, the phosphor of our ocean flesh rubs against wet polished stone. We rock with the tide throbbing in from the drowned conches of our ears, pale swirl red light, spinning globe of fire moves around us, breathing its glow, liquid light, brewed in the jug of an unopened dawn, and each twitch of its revolutions makes soft reefs for our shoulders. Dark wanderings float, speaking jungles wrapped in green threads hidden in the leaves, huge bulls erect invisible surf, flying fish, a thousand rainbows leaping waterfall sails through the high sun of night. Oh, we turn down raw, unending tunnel throats. We pass through the glare white ribcage smoking around us. We circulate past ebbing warmth, a swim in this shadow-cut zodiac of the womb, without shape or extension, blind, mute, visionary song in the temples of our ecstasy. And black clouds watch our sleep beneath earth flow with pinpoint eyes. They watch our calm ooze suspended in swinging nets, watch us until a claw of wind drags us out with fingernail hooks, steaming odors of sacrifice. Oh, jagged walls of light. Oh, thick waters coiling together black and white strands. Rush deep waves, deep coil rope waves through our bodies. Only the storms in their tear-beaded cloaks whirl out above peaks, breath of praise, gave consent to the raw explosion of our birth. From their glob fists beating air into shrill tidal waves, igniting the placid gaze of frost, making a quick slash in the white belly of the world with a bloody icicle, disturbing the motionless pool we came, watery petals in place of eyes. Only the invisible snow peak trembling the margins of the visible where storms proceed, gives with a sign cut from one of its dawns, proof of the calm bird springing slowly up and erect through our consummation, erect through the brittle cliff jutting with each of our footsteps, through this sudden crystal enclosing the moth of ourself, through this sudden flame jumping from the tips of our glance. Oh, burning planet with your corals and hairs and creaking rafters, come to rest within the outstretched space between our arms, throat of blue fire, breath of greater storm, and the skull melts away before us, down through the silence of a distant ocean, found within silence. This is Song of the Vision Water Glass, Chalice of Dawn. One. The dawn pauses to kindle a spark on our foreheads, writes a nameless word dipped in hot oil that steams through past the bone, hollows us out with a deft circular motion, rips down the painted backdrop hanging in tatters inside us, pale countrysides with hills fading into a shredded yellow sunset, is wide and serene, a transparent blue crater that bursts open like a magician's bouquet, the gilded jaws of a dragon setting free a whole sky of white flutterings, a juggler at the bottom of the sea gently tossing up glass bubbles containing typhoons of breath. A dawn pushes together in our chests the double secret of its underground bellows, an evenly streaming, inhaling, and exhaling, a great eagle spreading and flapping the feathery tent of its wings. Phosphor butterflies draw themselves out of our mouths in the halted air we move in and through. O caves of lungs pressing softly within us, a high dome of emptiness in the middle where green wriggling forms are borne upside down along the unbreakable tightrope thread of suspension. This intensity clenches us into jagged oceans of bone, stretched leather with suns and moons and battle scenes charging across it in tiny wrinkles. Disembodies our voices floatingly whispering to each other through the bottomless sea depths of stillness. Welds crystal by crystal from a rubbish of rose petals and string, a microscopic disc, and sets it in our brains to catch and radiate incandescent filaments of night, flame-tipped heartbeats of day. This dawn, visible arteries dilating the air, weaves the furry, dew-sprinkled webs of its pulse through space, clangs out a bowl-shaped note on the anvil of silence, oh, unrolls a waterfall of echoes from the highest peak, opens suddenly in a water glass trembling in our hands, sends its nerve tissue flower throbbing upward in the water, stains a bloody glow on the wavering corpse of water, a luminous sunrise undulating in the water glass. Flashing liquid plunges down our throats, lighting its way to the calm, dark center, coiling waves slither over. This dawn slaps against our thighs from within, arches its back, shouts a drumbeat of anguish and joy, gives birth to the dance, bares teeth, throws back its hair in the unending ring where our feet pound wheat stalks from dry earth and scrape splinters of rain from the clouds. Keeps the mountainous woman of algae and warm hairlined breezes, the woman who dies with frozen gills when the tide goes out, rising from the sand to surrender oozing birds to the slow naked gasps of violation, the stony thrust downward, the white swaying together upward. Oh, raw flower rising in the water glass, grimly slices away strips of our rotted flesh with desire's cold blades, leaves us wet petal bodies alive to the wrinkled sages of their roots, curling, arching animals, clean and complex as minerals, dispassionate energies that roar out in the blissful waves of the earth, rotating on a single axis, smooth bellies fastened one to the other, an open grave where life and death with ignited fins interlocked freely pass, and vultures perched on our shoulders, waiting to gnaw away smiles before they build kingdoms of light on our faces, collapse. Bone heaps and tufts wisp away in black as we rise from the dead, displaying on our arms the hatching fish of eternity. Oh, this dawn throws hoops of fire over the smallest insects our gestures release, lights us from behind, below, above, oh, beauty, reveals a black lantern that flameless flames out from within, sheds no light, no darkness to show us the diagram of blue sparks, jumping in bridges from shore to shore, connecting every interior point. Vision of musical structure, whirlwind in which we are circus, river, nothing, crustaceans swaying their scarlet arms, human. From inside, the delicate, proud flower rising in the water glass, it works its muscular magic, pumps throbbing with great flesh wings, deep brown spinning into a blade. Two. The clouds, intipped with stars of flame, pass. leave a trembling calf, moist and wobbly, on its four bamboo poles in the cold, vast prairie of morning. Oh, we drink, and then its bitter urine, transformed back into stone, yellowed and flaky as parchment we can no longer read, reabsorbed beyond us into a jungle that sits on haunches and stares indifferent through a dull film. We blink. The angel with stiff leather wings, fallen, turns the white triangle of his face, blinks. The light in the sky is thrown over its ropes and is gone. He moves one knee on the rocks and the other knee covered with blood. His head is a theater full of snow and distant singing. Blinks and a tear of spittle cascades down his human cheek. A fanged grimace opens up putrid buds in his chest. The outspread sails that drew us through the tempest of radiance and calm hang slack on their masts. Fierce, smooth wail of our energy lies a shapeless gelatin washed up on the shore, an altar of buzzards circling over its grave, its cool eyes pecked out by gulls. The snail of the earth shrinks into itself. Rock faces won't look back at us. Antelope hide in the ferns. The sky has rolled up the sparkling islands of its map. Oh, distance surrounds us on every side. We resemble only ourselves, shadow menageries hung upside down by the toes. Our bodies turn from each other like hay wagons and rumble off through the hills. The white wolf of our solitude howls far away in air that is swallowing the cries and excreting them into traps of silence. We get up. An open wound drooling from the center gets up with us. We stand in a cast iron bell that has lost its clapper. A clock cracks its icy egg in our skulls and a withered embryo topples out. Three. A stampeding hoof, the night has come sure as the unshod tides, pouring acids out of a hidden flask into the bubbling stream of our voyages, burning the black bordered letters of being and non-being in its incinerator mouth, chasing the antlered rituals down at the edge of the wood, coughing up blood bursts of eyes, spitting brain dust into its palms, scribbling numerical formulas on the butterfly wings that plot the more delicate traceries of our lives. Torturous night, hiding nameless in the folds of your cloak, embroidered with skeletons still dancing in black ripples, to the shrill tin whistles of your breath. Oh, accursed, irreproachable night, leaving footprints of ash across the soft down of our fields. Agony walks in old shoes from door to door with a bowl steaming over with emptiness, pins stuck in our cheeks, questionings gagged like tourniquets in our throats, but your neon glare remains shut, a grinning face rubbed on its panels. We climb the bony ladders of dread, hauling nets full of wheels and cogs up behind us to construct and demolish the fragile machinery of hope. We dig out spaces to sleep in under gardens between mushrooms and peat bogs, cover ourselves with grass quilts, curl up against the volcanic hypnotist of our heartbeats, listening to the motionless storms flog themselves on the roof, until the grinding tensions of space, cut to ribbons, exhausted, break down in fine silvery tresses of rain. Oh, we empty ourselves and wait for the giant bees to come, legs heavy with pollen. We keep still, the paper flower wrapped again in its shell, the unfillable water glass inverted on a table in a secret room that has no door, no sound, no dimension, that moves slowly, contracting, expanding, and envelops us with its dark forest when the leaky ship of our lives runs against the rocks. To keep the high trumpet turned inward out from our lips, the wings gracefully flapping, fixed to our throbbing temples, We keep our hands, a single crater burning in the palm, a single blood bead, open to receive the whip blows and caresses of the storms, and open to bestow the soothing bread that grows miraculous lilies in the belly of hunger. We are anonymous protozoa in the sea, stern and tight-lipped in our chains, watching the luminous landscape pass slow behind our eyes. And when the hovering light turns in a flock and rushes off above the sky, and black flags soaked in chloroform crush against our mouths, and the obese beast of nothingness floats down and settles, yawning inaudible echoes in our space, we keep still. Emblems of glowing ash on our foreheads. And each ash is an egg in which dream the evergreen form of a fish and the extended pulse of a spiral. And each ash is the birth from a craggy sunset, each one the cadaverous microbe of a wind-battered dawn. Oh, we keep still and wait on the coral shores, patch the holes in our nets, open our shirts and empty the clouded waters from the water glass until the sea pulls back the foaming pages of its book, until the sea again enters through the bottom of the glass and the delicate, proud flower rises in the water glass, until once more the outside and inside are one, glass within glass, liquid within liquid, face and mask peeling together into the void that stands and speaks. I'd like to read the last poem from Dawn Visions, called Visible Crossroad, Deep Eye Spiral Footprints from the Peak. Fatigue, the air in repose. The day hasn't observed its usual phases of darkness, the rising of colored washes, the bronze shield of noon swaying ecstatically from its zenith. The hourly spectrum has gone underground, curled with roots taking long drafts from the sperm center as I come down from the mountain. In the glass scales of the peak, brother to the winds, lying in a bed of rivers with the consecutive goddesses of the seasons. Natural son of eagles who dive from the heights, bits of moon in their beaks to feed their young, heir to dust and rain, weaver of mists, oarsman for the barges of warmth rolling down from the mountains, maneuvering spices through valleys of grass. The circumference of the circle it revolves without losing its segments. I was hermit of stars, and birds thrown from their wings built their nests in my cheek. In a book of somber lodestone, I recorded each black angel who now no longer in flight is trampled, eyes open wide by the steaming hooves of this earth, their last smiles galloping off into space, and their tattered songs thread through the tree of vision. I have dreamt and awakened two sides of the same world. I have spoken when the calm ear of the woods formed an iridescence demanding speech, and I have remained in the animated space of quiet when the woods returned away from the world into caves of their own alphabetic movements, silence and speech. Two sides of the same world, and have seen what the deep eye sees but from without, and the two halves joined, murmur and stillness. I have bathed the poor kingdom of my body in waters released by thunder, and have lit the restless fuses of my brain with unending sparks of lightning, walked over mounds and slopes of the earth, listening to echoes below as of a figure of light, dancing on a grave, and from the grave bursts the gurgle of clear streams. I come down from the mountains bringing only a piece of mirror fashioned by storm and calm, a mirror reflecting what mirrors cannot reflect. The inverse hemisphere that spreads itself out beyond the horizon of sight. The glow of a flame that casts no shadow. Imperturbable inchings upward. Invisible whirlpools thrusting themselves out from their own depths, swallowing themselves up again. The snowy light filtering down through an aching siphon of blood. And the earth, its eyes washed clean by germinating tears, yields to the weight of my feet. I'd like to read just a few from Chants for the Beauty Feast. I dream an America, Jerusalem of gold thatch hairs rising on a sand grain, rising up through a poppy where gold light rushes from our skulls, flame sparks of eyes moving in rivers between flame-bright blue transparent mosaic walls. Oh, each enameled window of our bodies, each white gelatin cell dividing and uniting, spun glass of our bodies, cleared of scum by perception, washed high and deep, clean polished by vision. Oh, the rainbow panels we make with the arms and legs and eye beams of vision. Hot white hairs rising up through a poppy. Each diamond eye window of our body, cell dividing and uniting, abode of light. Is a space for the skies high singing, croon behind pain. Our death dance on the window ledge above the pit, our cradle where dark pink cherubim faces roll into birth, through air stems, up and up, oh, their hair petals outfolding into sun. Hair petal lashes revolving. Hair petal lashes skirt circling the sky of the globe of the eye of the body of God. This is called the flip. Here I stand in a pyramid world, stunned, circling round, with gold trapdoor veil torn from breast, no comprehension. A feel of steel doors and drawbridge slam against ribs, antique brick wall in space, battalion of knights, each wears black gelatin crosses for hoods without eye slits. Here in the air of an interglacial mud, slime in sheets, and in coils of an accidental swirl, I see visions. Oh, what is it fills me and swells me, thwarts me, burns without scar, this strong stare crossing distance? I fly where your cheek, like a match struck in daylight, burns through me, burns without scar. But my brain of dumb smoke, writhe stroke of gesture where some god or other lurking in shadows awaits, who flips me with love wherever my panther finger presses its light. Oh, what is it hankers me, full-lipped, compassionate, eye-beams like talons of gas to swoon me, cast a house in my heart hot as coal, thunder this coal into facets, and surrender me up and launch me, directionless, stumbling and whistling in darkness as equal in light. I am silent. You answer me, fingers together, palm outward, head tilted, blood pulsing like crazy. The grain of this wood transparent and breath in my lungs. This is one called the America. A huge hay cart with Viking sails, horned helmet emblazoning shields, vast lifelands to conquer, the bull-voiced banquet, iron goblets jet fountains of spray like some elemental gas as these shaggy, armed, muscular titans raise them through sun and out the other side, illuminate monsters growling in ember-eyed silence, silence of ice floes, silence of spectrum sheets, lightning flash, luminosities of a prehistorical stride. Oh, bright northern tundras of joy. Haphazard image of giants, marching shadows, transparent spray on a backdrop of the northern lights, all purple and scarlet tremblings, shudder of spear glint, frenzy of thigh-throbbing vision, gypsy caravans, the Jewry on march, werewolves howl on the steps, fly through the moonlight in bat cloaks, Egyptians bow to the scarab, Chinese finger their puzzles, Hindus hallucinate deities and march slow through the cosmical sands with altars like eyeball veins, as the Irish dance in green forests with minuscule hooligans drunk on their shoulders. Oh, and us Americans, eagle spread, prideful and clean like tin whistles shrill in the dawn, rattle in old fords without windows, feathers tall in our hair, Shazam belts slung at our hips, march onward, our brazen swart hash of mythologies pressed to our lips, our new hearts, our new genitals, wanderers blowing a cool blue wind across wastes, dark and hook-nosed in splendor. Our puzzle piece of eternal migration's deep harmony, close-fitting, honed like a capillary for this earth-flesh pulsation, our portion, our table of sumptuous abundance, simplicity, weeping and song, our wiggle in flow, incandescent, our head thrown back in prophecy clean as a bell, our agedness, brown sackcloth and white horsehair beard curling down already. This our comical island of wisdom flash in the sea serpent sea. O Americans, plume your helmets and smile full of teeth in our steel-bright God mirror shields of joy. The downcast and slack-limbed, lost on the wayside, you narrow-eyed confounders of vision, oh, be lost. This pride of the golden song like wheat flash on this golden continent is ours. Joy in the way we move, heaven in awaking's eye. Called The Kindling, The Keeping. Oh, bless me again as I roll headlong, feet first down ice mountainside fires of clear song, a babble. Place the wormless void again in my heart with sure hands. Draw back the arrowing bow, a tremble with curved smile and desire, that these songs curve the bow back of all sentient creatures waiting the ultimate twang. Ah, what pleasure warms up through this Elysian funnel of light as we make our way, arms about, all at once to the ultimate twang, and the arrow of luminescence fall back to the ground. Cut down the cobwebby shroud of old life from its mummified gnarl and slice streamers to deck the babes of our newborn passion, for they are parading through streets, our sensual windows wiped clean and nobody blushing. Herald strength in proud stride, a noble cast to the brow, eye, and lip in the out-wriggling and barely graspable flame streams of strife. Herald the Christ, his multiple erections and resurrections. He swings through baubles of blood and turns them to gold. make majestic the glance of the stranger. Our place is love. It's written all over us and must be made legible. No more hieroglyphs bent through the night. No more formulas cracking their whips. Herald prophecy, break through to it clear as a wine and drink of it freely and a rising measure, each step one at a time. And watch the swamp life seemingly dozing that no monsters pee in your dream. I walk along grass banks where masters dipped their bowls. Often the ground grows hazy. Often the tree to sit under laughs in my face with a hopeless gesture. This living made hard is the chainmail our sorrows must wear. But this is gladness here, O Lord, this wayward singing, this stumbling drunk off the path into fields of poppies and flopping in bubbles of laughter. Drinking till belly protrude, but not draining it. Oh, bless me again. Bless my age and its halo of sight, anew each pulse tremor. Unfold your banner blast, dawn forever across the dark arch. And don't let us drain it dry, and from a false crust carve for ourselves a false death. But bless us, our weak, silly mutterings remind us. Trumpet your voice. Let your blessing rain down. These three were written all together, and I will conclude the reading with these. This is called The Spherical Width. I was modeling a heavily angelic, though less textural universe from the cataclysmal, uncataclysmal abysm slants of my navel dust, and with a delicatessen's infinitely airy cross subtleties which bend the attentive vertebrae with aromatic chords strummed behind glass or in esoteric centralities of silver chalices. Oh, on tiptoe, this unnapkined music silks through space. It is as milk made from rounded lips, invented sudden frequencies of wet tongue, prickling wet tongue. It is with fewer needles that my pedal-driven universe ungloomily blossomed lengthwise, zippering cloud gauze studded wings whose thatch hid faces. And the spirit bows, bends, hurtles down and stands in his embrace. It is with straighter blue the flame wavers now. Shadows stand distracted at a huge space behind. It is with less shallow bottomed breathing that my sails widen. Is this the vase? Flow into, out of one mouth, gape at navel? Is this the pythoned night that leaves no tracks? Oh, your sudden face aslant in velvet light, your sudden ruffling stretched splendor, and I keel forward to eternal life. This is called For a Hare. I saw you bend sleek greyhound hips in your tip hat. You were wild behind the shutters of the air. You lit the cavern walls with a shuddering dusky rose in black rays. Your shoulders turned the stones a hidden color. Oh, crest of the hill, oh, crest of your antelope rippling hill, eyes out of foliage. Slant swimmers in leaf lace glittering sighted at me with visioned thoughts. Oh, I move in your bowl. Walls continually backdrop us upward into cycling's lighted swirl rise, vaporless as breath. You have come and the replicas are gone. At noon, sometimes the house turns warm muslin. Swollen throbs make contact with my face. and lights it in proud inside pockets. Cities in their sexual death throes, I have stood by walls where the devil's ruts have soured. I undulate the phosphor of desire. I turn sheepish dark skin to the zenith's crow. I move in Negro swim. I have seen whole lemon groves pissed on by angels. I move at night. Our house repairs its seams and bends back waterfalls at entrance. Our stairways lean with feathered arms against God's back. He gleams with continuous wisdom, puff-cheeked against straw broom. Forward he is going through the dark with flaming leopards, hand laid on neck sheen, diamonds bent and supple. You set the path in place and locked it with your pubic arch hunched here above. O marvelous star that falls from egg-glup birth in tear duct, phrase, repose, and naked harlequin. The last is for Batman. Mighty Gosmo at the reel, against plate glass observatories of ice, hallucinating claymen dwindle, puff in sun. Hara, the sequined breast ogress, steps down from seventh sphere. Beasts invade heart territories, leave sweet tracks and blossomed forestings with gibber and cry and melodious early mornings. It's all in the cup's repose, the window's fury, the way the ledge of light slides up the sky, reverberations in the angled wing. Shattering of dawn's hair, I found your scarred and rolled up secret papyrus in bat wing under mirrors of incredible gun in the light's beam hammer. Here and there in slopes, in deafening sunlight, in sunlight too direct for years, in flashless energies, oh outlined, acrobatic, phantomless swing, oh jag-hewn loveliness. Your car consumes the night. There is a black polished African dagger upright on my table, a tall sloping elephant with bead white eyes carved rumbling at the top. A thin cone slivering shadow flings behind it. There is this liquid huge dark shapelessness in belly mind, assuming shapes in flung accelerations. The demon mask from supple bone, the tiger's room, walled with thick black tapestried and cushioning glue, a savagery of eye and night and loin that bends and curves, wet throbbery upward, bead glistening at slit. Oh, crystal ball translucence, depth-browed leanings into glare. Batman, man whose stretch makes crinklings in the night, in night air. Your sandal edged with fire tips eternal's sexual sphere.